Welcome to another inspirational message from Gateway Life Church. We're so glad you've joined us and trust that this podcast will be a blessing to you.
All right, let's pray. Let's pray, and I can catch my breath. All right. Father, I pray today that you would use me to communicate heaven on earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we've never experienced an Easter like this before at Gateway. In fact, this is the first time in over 2,000 years of Christianity that the church worldwide has not been able to gather in large numbers to celebrate Easter. And even though we can't gather on site, the resurrection of Jesus Christ will still be celebrated today in every home, in every nation, tribe, and tongue, because our Jesus has risen from the dead. Every church building across the world might be empty today, just like the tomb, but our hearts are full of joy and of hope. The title of my message today is called Remember to Remember. You know, the whole phrase remember to remember is one of my personal philosophies in life. Point number one today, remember from a hope-filled perspective. In Luke chapter 24, verses 1 to 8, it'll be on the screen. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the girls, took the spices. Perhaps they were the Spice Girls. I don't know. Boom, boom. They had prepared and went to the tomb and found that the stone had been rolled away. But when they entered, they did not find the body of our Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He, Jesus, is not here. He has risen just as he said. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners to be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. You know, before they had come to the tomb, their hearts were in agony, just like I preached on Good Friday. Their hearts were in agony and in misery. But when they discovered that the tomb was empty, their hearts were filled with hope again as they ran excitedly to tell all of the disciples, celebrating the victory. You see, Jesus' life, it didn't end on the cross. It began on the cross, and the great hope that we have on this Resurrection Sunday is this, that what looks like the end is only the beginning. And we want to declare that in and over your life and over your house and over your future today in Jesus' name. Point number two, remember from a heavenly perspective. I understand that it's possible that there are people watching this broadcast today, and perhaps you, don't necessarily have a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and perhaps there are others who have walked away from God. But it's important to know and to remember just how far Jesus came to get us. And so, in Christian theology, the doctrine of the incarnation holds that Jesus Christ, the only Son of our Heavenly Father, the pre-existent second Godhead in the Trinity, chose to step out of eternity into a human body to walk amongst humanity. And in comprehending how God became man, it's important to understand a word called incarnate, which simply means to embody or represent a deity or a spirit in human form. The doctrine of the incarnation entails that when Jesus was on earth, he was both fully God and fully man. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 7 and 8, we read, "He, Jesus, made himself nothing by taking on the very nature of a servant, and being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death upon a cross." The Apostle Paul also wrote in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, he says, "And without controversy, without contest, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in this world, and was received up again in glory." Point number three today, remember from a historical perspective. In Luke chapter 22, verses 14 to 19, we read, "When the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them, 'With fervent desire, I have desired to eat the Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God.' Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, 'Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes.'" And before we conclude this passage, I just want to invite you now to get your communion emblems if you've prepared so. And in a moment, we're going to take communion together. And so Jesus took the bread, he gave thanks, and he broke it and gave it to them saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And so, if you've got your communion elements prepared, right now we're going to take communion together in this moment. Everyone is welcome to partake. You know, this is just something that is very much in my heart. I think to myself, you know, we receive an offering every weekend. We should surely receive communion together every weekend also, because Jesus commands us to do this in remembrance of him. So let's take the bread right now, and I'm going to pray. Father, I thank you that this broken piece of bread represents your broken body for us. Lord, the death that we should have paid, you paid for us. And this bread is representation of your broken body, which was unrecognizable upon the cross, and it is for the sins of the world. So let's partake right now. And Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. This is representative, Lord, of the life that is in Christ. And Lord, when the life source and the life blood flowed from his body, Lord, to those who will receive it this day, also receive that same life in Jesus' name. Let's drink together. Amen. Jesus wants us to remember the Passover from a historical perspective simply because we have a habit of forgetting and being forgetful. Forgetful about God's word. We can be forgetful about divine relationships and connections that God has set up, key partnerships. We can become forgetful about covenants and blessings. And because we can be so tuned into the earthly realm, we're often forgetful about the spiritual realm, the fact that there is a life and a world beyond what we see. And we can also forget all of his benefits according to Psalm 103 verses 1 to 5. And the psalm tells us to forget not all his blessings. He who forgives all our sins, heals all our diseases, crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercy, so that our strength is renewed like the eagles. Jesus wants us to remember from a historical perspective, especially as we face today's earthly and contemporary challenges, including the COVID-19, knowing and remembering that if God has enough power to be raised from the dead, to take the sting out of death, to take the victory from the grave, then surely God has enough power to meet every need, trouble, and trial according to His riches in glory in Jesus' name. If God can raise up a four-day dead Lazarus, if God got Lazarus up, God wants you to know that He'll also get you up. If God can raise up a dead body, He can raise up a dead dream. He can raise up a dead cause. If He can raise up a dead body, all things are possible. God can raise up a dead marriage, a dead business, a dead ministry, for all things are possible with God. And I pray that hope would rise again in your hearts today on this Resurrection Sunday in Jesus' name. So let's recap really quickly right now. Point number one, remember the title, first of all, is called Remember to Remember. Point number one, remember from a hope-filled perspective. Point number two, remember from a heavenly perspective. And point number three, remember from a historical perspective. You know, Jesus really was who He claimed to be. So many people in history have claimed to be God, but only one has been able to prove it. Hey, just imagine if I announced today, it's like, hey, lean in because I have a secret that I'd like to share with you. And just imagine if I shared with you that, hey, I'm Superman. Just imagine if I said, hey, I'm Superman. Now, there's nothing wrong with that claim as long as I can prove and give you some evidence that that claim is true. Well, in John chapter 2, verse 19, Jesus answered them and He said, destroy this temple and I will raise it up again in 3 days. You know, one preacher preached once upon a time that any man who can predict his death and resurrection 3 days later, then that is a man that I want to follow. And as I've already stated, perhaps you're wondering, what the difference is between what we believe and all the other religions across the world. Well, really, one of the fundamental differences is that our God was raised to life again. Again, He predicted His own death, burial, and resurrection, and He pulled it off. And He didn't only rise from the dead, but when He did so, He decided to hang about for another 40 days, walking around Jerusalem, before heading back to heaven, which means that we can trust in what He says. The Apostle Paul testified to this when he wrote, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 to 6, he said, for I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that He was even seen by Cephas, then by the 12 disciples, and after that He was seen by over 500 brethren at once. The Apostle Paul also taught that belief in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead was essential to salvation. And in a moment, what I want to do as we begin to close this broadcast, I want to give someone the opportunity to respond to Jesus. I just believe that someone right now has faith in their heart for salvation. We're also going to pray for healings. We're going to pray for miracles, because I believe that even though we're separated in the natural, that we are connected in the supernatural. I also believe that even though we're, you know, self-isolating right now, that our God is not a God who self-isolates or socially or spiritually distances himself from you, and that He is right with you in your house right now. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for everyone watching this broadcast live. And for everyone watching this replay, I thank you that the blessing applies to both viewers. And in the name of Jesus, I just pray for anyone right now who has any back pain, who has like a headache, who is feeling perhaps some pressure in their body, who is sick right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus and with faith in your name and in your word, I loose every body of pain and sickness right now. Be loosed, be set free, be healed in Jesus' name. Father, I also thank you for miracles, that Lord, you'll reveal yourself to everyone watching this program in some way, in a way that will specifically speak to them in Jesus' name. I want to give someone the opportunity now to respond to Jesus. And again, the Apostle Paul taught us that belief in the resurrection of Christ is essential to salvation. Can I just also say right now that if you're sensing something like a shift or a change in the atmosphere in your soul, in your heart, and in your house right now, can I just say that that is evidence of the love and the life and the light that is in the Holy Ghost. You see, the Bible tells us that the whole earth is full of the glory of God. It is full of the glory of God. The glory of God is the presence and the power of God. And so if you can feel something, this is another testimony to the fact that Jesus is alive. What else would it be that you're feeling right now if it weren't for the Holy Spirit? It's certainly not my spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that you're feeling right now. And in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 to 11, it says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with the heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. As the scripture says, anyone who trusts in the Lord will never be disappointed. And so today I want to do something right now that is more important than anything that we've done. And I just want to thank my Gateway Online team for all of your great work today. There are too many names to mention, but you know who you are. Thank you so much for all that you do. And so as we all begin to lean in now, including our prayer team online, praying for all of those who are about to respond, I want to give someone the opportunity to pray a prayer. It's a prayer of salvation that simply says, God, forgive me of all of my sins, and I acknowledge you as my Lord and Savior. If you pray this prayer from your heart, I'm telling you, God will touch your heart, and it'll be a reset moment. It'll be a new beginning for you in Jesus' name. And so I just want to give you one more reassurance, though. This is a beautiful testimony to the love and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when Jesus was on the cross, when he was on the cross, in Luke chapter 23, verse 42, one of the criminals turned to Jesus and said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus responded immediately and he said, most assuredly. He didn't say just assuredly. He said, most assuredly, I say to you that today you will be with me in paradise. I want to say to someone out there today that we have a great assurance today. Jesus said, most assuredly, I say to you today. And I want to say that today you have a great assurance if you'll pray this prayer after me. I just feel that the Holy Spirit wants someone not to doubt what we're about to do right now. Let's pray. I'll pray and then you pray after me. Dear Father in heaven, I thank you that this is my day. And I humbly acknowledge that you rose from the dead, that Jesus is my Lord and my Savior, I ask that you would forgive me of all my sins and cleanse me on the inside. In Jesus' name, amen. Now let me pray for you. Father, I pray for every single person who prayed that prayer today. I thank you that it's a new day. Today is a new day. And now, Father, I pray that by the Holy Spirit, you would continue to speak to everyone who has responded to this prayer, that you would give each one ears to hear and eyes to see. Speak to them now and let them know that something new has begun, that they now have a new relationship with Jesus Christ, their Lord, their Savior, their soon coming King. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from Gateway Life Church. We hope you were equipped, encouraged, and empowered. To stay engaged or to learn more about us, please visit gatewaylifechurch.org.au. We hope to see you soon.